The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Cam Business Concepts.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all swap, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fish heads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
Every week now, I'm having that.
Hey, good
problem.
Job on that, man. Way to go.
And we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. Where the dealer's always in, but it's time to go fishing.
Man, I tell you what, I'm pretty excited today. It's that time of the month again, and we're talking about a good time of the month. It's the Rusty Hooks monthly tournament.
Yep, and you know, typically I like for the 2 hours to take its time and enjoy it, but today,
yes.
I hope it flies.
Be chomping on the bit, man. We're giving the fellas with the Rusty Hooks that
we give them that
obligatory
typical 3 hour head start.
Exactly, they're going to need it.
Well, as I noticed yesterday during the, you know, we always do our payout actually the night before the next month tournament.
That's right. That's how our benevolent dictator of the club likes to do it. That way he makes sure people shows up for the next tournament.
That's right. I noticed, the two biggest piles of cash went to you and me.
Isn't that something, huh?
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So they better be ready.
They better be, you know.
I'll tell you what, they're gunning for us.
They are some of the favorites, you know, some of the favorites of that club. They hit a little bit of a slump, and that gave us a chance to fill the void there.
Yeah,
we've
come back a little bit.
We have. So today, you know, if we have a good day today, man, I tell you what, that end of the year bonus might be looking pretty good.
Well, the weather, I want to hear some fishing reports from some people.
You and me both.
Give us a call on the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line, 843-652-3776, because the weather has been absolutely stupendous.
Unbelievable.
And just looking at Facebook and the fishing reports, there's lots of them out there. Lots of people been fishing.
Yes.
So.
Yes, there has been.
And I heard tell that there's this big bull drum that's been biting.
It has.
Along the beach. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Heard people are catching them everywhere.
Yeah, the drums, the redfish are on fire right now.
Yep.
It's just the perfect time of year for them. Usually that starts in September and, it, you know, I think we can almost set our clocks by up here around the Merle's area. You know, of course, down in Georgetown, you know, that's more of a common thing. But here, we're in that prime time for that right now.
Yeah, I heard last weekend you could literally walk from boat to boat on the tip of the North Jetty in Merle's Inlet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
On top of redfish?
Yeah.
On top.
Yeah. And sharks.
Yeah.
And sharks.
Hey, we got to mention it. We got our beloved Eric in the control room today.
Eric, thanks so much, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, man. I was surprised because I didn't know. I didn't get the memo saying Remy has to take his SAT.
Yep.
You know, because Remy's in high school.
Yeah.
That's right.
Remy the producer.
Remy the producer.
He stepped out on us today. He had to go take care of some business, like taking the SAT. That's grueling, man.
I figured you might have had a long night with high school football last night, but Eric, you're doing the high school football, right?
That's right.
Okay. Eric had a long night last
Eric
night.
Eric did have a long night.
Yes. I was here until almost 11:30.
What in the world?
Did I see the Myrtle Beach score like 60-something to nothing or something?
70.
70 to nothing.
70 to nothing.
Who were they playing? Oh, God.
Nobody.
Shut up.
They must have been playing nobody.
They were playing soccer still. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
That's my youngin's
alma mater. Mickey Wilson, is that his name? What an unbelievable job he does coaching. And I'm sitting here, got a head shaking right in front of me. We've got, I don't know what to call him anymore.
Captain.
It's not coach. It's Captain Rayburn
Poston. Captain Rayburn Poston. He's, it's kind of weird because we get guests all the time in the studio, of course.
Yeah.
But Rayburn was like, I think he was excited, man. He was here like 6:30.
He was here early with gifts.
He was, man.
He's got coffee and donuts and all kinds of
breakfast.
He brought some Bojangles.
And we like those kind of guests.
Indeed.
We like those kind of guests. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah. Today's going to be a guesty kind of show.
Yeah, it is. But we got some great guests, and we're going to start off with Rayburn. Braver's going to join us for a couple segments, and we're going to talk about salt and a bunch of stuff that he's got going on, and big fundraiser that he's got. And then we've got the one and only Chris Conklin coming in.
That's a fact.
From 7C
Seafood. That is a fact.
And the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council, and I'm sure you have heard a lot about the meeting that's coming up this week, and for the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council.
Yep.
It's going to be quite a show, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, it's one of those times where there's topics that are going to be discussed that are of particular interest to us, recreational and commercial guys.
Maybe, just maybe, we're going to forget about that presidential election,
mm-hmm.
and we'll take all of our political fire and go put it into this.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. They're having two. We'll talk about that, of course, a lot later when Chris gets here. But, you know, they're doing the two public
hearings.
Yes, there's going to be two sessions that are available to the public, and that's Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week, the 13th and the 14th, both at 5:30 p.m. on both Tuesday and Wednesday. You can go there and listen in to what they have to say, make comments. Just don't throw anything.
No, is it in Myrtle or North Myrtle?
It's in Myrtle. That's still in Myrtle Beach. It's at the Marina Inn at the Grand Dunes.
Oh, okay, good.
Beautiful place. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, maybe you can buy me dinner at Ruth Chris while we're there. Isn't that right
there? I've never been there, man.
Isn't that where it is?
It's exactly where it is, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy me a little filet.
Just
I like it, man.
One.
I don't need a big one, just a little filet. Yeah.
Well, we could always dine and dash. Filet. That's what we do.
Dine and dash?
Dine and dash.
I don't think we better do that at Ruth Chris. By the way, I don't think we better do that.
No, that's the only way I can afford it, though.
Well, that's going to be a blast. And then our, you know, Elena Lee, we've talked about her week after week after week since
our favorite meteorologist.
Since she's been at ABC 15, and she has been the weekend meteorologist. And Ed Piotrowski and I, over the last month and a half, have been trying to set up something as a big thank you from Ed and from those guys for her as a going away gift, because she's going to Fresno, California.
Fresno.
And
that's the Central Valley of California. You ever been there?
No.
Oof. That's not one, you know. Fresno, it's all right, I guess, but that's not the part of California I'd want to live in. That's like the desert, man.
Well, good. I told her, I said, listen, just be prepared, because we'll probably give you a hard time about something.
No, so, yeah. Well, there we go. Fresno.
So.
Fresno bound.
But she's going to be calling in at 8:30. We're going to talk to her for a little while, wish her well in her new job. But also on Monday, I'm going to be taking her and Summer Dash, who's the morning news anchor, and another friend fishing out of Crazy Sister.
You're going to be live on the TV that morning?
No, we're not going to be live. I don't think we're going to be live.
No?
No.
Bummer.
No, I don't think we're going to be live.
I like it when you did the live one that time.
Oh, yes, with Amanda. That
with
was
Amanda
so cool.
Kenseth, yes.
That satellite backpack costs $14,000. Did they use for that?
Man, we could use one of them, man. It would be great to be able to do the show from anywhere, wouldn't it? Yeah, we need to start a fundraiser. Put some jars out. Put some bowls out.
Put some jars out.
Fish bowl.
That's right.
Fish bowl fundraiser.
We're going to start selling autographs. 10 cents. How long would it take for us to get
10 cents. We need to go back to full price.
Full price?
A
quarter?
Yeah, them nickel ones, have been just killing us, man. We've got to go back to full price.
But we're looking forward to having Elaine on here, and I'm actually going to ask her some weather questions.
Absolutely.
You know, because you
know. Yeah, man.
We were talking about it, like, I don't know, I can't remember if it was you and I, but everybody gives Ed such a hard time.
Indeed.
About the doggone ocean forecast.
Absolutely.
They have nothing to do with
that. No, they don't.
It's all numbers that are figured through NOAA and
well, her former boss man, I guess now, Ed Piotrowski, he was guest speaker at Grandstand Saltwater Anglers a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what, it was fantastic, because that's what everybody in the club, the Q&A that we just grilled him with, weather questions that, you know, that fishermen, like ourselves, anglers, you know, are interested in. Because we are very weather, you know, I tell you what, I don't think there's more of a weather sensitive group of people than fishermen.
Nope, I don't.
We are very weather sensitive.
What was the comment you made to me this week when we were talking about hunting and fishing? You said,
oh, yeah.
Most?
Not all fishermen hunt, but all hunters fish.
There we go. That's a pretty good one.
That is a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to remember it to use it, and I think I got it back.
Stumbled all over it.
Yeah. It's all right. I always get an education from Kenny on these little things.
The little things.
Well, it was like the day with Little River, you know, when we went Seacoast Anglers up there.
Uh-huh.
And you started bringing out your statistics.
Yes, yes. I did a little speech that day on, and I've done that before at other places about the, you know, economic impact that the, not just fishing, but all outdoors recreation has. And it's stupendous. That's one of those things that just amazes me, the amount of money folks spend to go outside and recreate.
Right.
Which makes me feel good because that tells me that maybe these smartphones and video games don't have quite the impact that, you know, we would think they had at first glance.
Yeah.
People still like getting outdoors.
Well, we're going to talk, you know, Rayburn, our guest, you know, the Salt League and then the high school bass fishing, the high school tournament fishing, you know, as much as it's growing and the interest is there.
Absolutely.
That shows you right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the other thing is, I mean, just let's talk about the Thursday Big Bass Battle. I mean, the kids that are coming out there now.
Oh, that's terrific, yeah.
And are finishing in the top 1, 2, 3 every week.
Yeah, they're the future of our sport.
Yeah, they are.
The sport that we all love and share the love in, you know, that we've got to bring the kids up doing that as well, taking care of it, you know, just really protecting the resource kind of thing and enjoying outside.
That's right. And I'm telling you again, they're very competitive. We were talking about the Denny's earlier. I mean, those kids.
The first family of fishing.
Those kids love being outdoors.
You ain't kidding, man.
They do, and they do it well.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, young Jackson, you know, I'll tell you, he wants a future.
Right.
And I don't know if it's going to be fisheries management or what he's going to get into, but, you know, he's been writing for Coastal Angler Magazine for quite a while, the Coastal Kids. I'm going to have to do something about that because he's not a kid anymore.
Well, he is.
Kinda. I mean, he's growing up now.
Wait a minute. He's 16 now.
16, yeah. He was like 13 when he started writing in the magazine.
He had to actually get a hunting license now, right?
Yeah, he sure does, and fishing license. Yep. He'll be part of those statistics that I quote. You see, those statistics are only applied to 16 and over because all them, they're based on how many licenses are sold and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yep, now he'll become part of the count. He has become part of it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's got his own boat now, don't he?
Yes, he does.
Good for him.
Got him a bass boat. Yes, he scares me.
Yeah.
That boy can bass fish.
Yes, they can.
He can bass fish. He worked his behind off at Crazy Sister this summer and shows up two Thursdays to fish the bass tournament, and somebody on the boat cashed both times they were there.
Boom. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I paid attention to where they were. I saw them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You kind of put that in the old mental.
Yeah, and I went back there and didn't do anything the next week.
That's how it works. That's why it's called fishing.
Well, the one thing about the river, and I'll tell you what, I was making comments about it this week to a gentleman that was on the golf cart with me at the public landing going to my boat. But he was like, so you've been bass fishing in the river? I was like, yeah. He's like, I fished twice and gave up on it. I was like, well, I can understand that. Because it is tough to fish in that river.
It is.
It is amazing how my partner Lucas has some fish figured out that if you're not there for the 35 to 40 minutes of the tide, you will not catch a fish. But you can be there in that time and wear them out. And they shut off. But it's so tide related. I cannot wait to go bass fishing on an actual lake. I mean, since I've gotten into bass fishing, I've not fished on a lake. I'm not bass fished.
Uh-huh.
I want to go to Santee. I want to go to Watery. I want to go to Murray.
Oh, man, I can't wait to go back to Santee. I can't wait to go back up there and fish again.
For striped bass.
Stripes, man. Stripers would be – I'm not going to lie. I love that.
I'm not going to lie. My heart is kind of sold on striped bass. I do love
it. I know
it,
man. They are great. And, you know, they're not really all that hard to catch. When they're hungry and they're ready to eat, man, you can just catch them up.
And they are good to eat.
They are a very delicious fish, and you don't have to feel bad about eating them because there's plenty of them.
Yeah. They are good.
There's more than enough.
Well, are we going to talk about are we going to tell the listeners our game plan for today? Or we got to, since Rayburn's right here, since he's fishing with us, against us, that we need to keep it on the down low.
I'm not scared.
All right, well, I mean, we're fishing for the.
Rayburn, you know, Captain Rayburn, he's going to hit his three spots.
Yeah, all three of them. Behind Marlon Quay.
Yeah. Beside Marlon Quay and in front of Marlon Quay. He saves gas. He don't use a whole lot of gas when he goes fishing.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Well, he's with Captain Crumb today.
That's right. Now, Jerry might drag him anywhere.
Jerry has the patience for inshore fishing of a 2-year-old.
He does, man. He just wants to go. He just wants to go out. That's what he wants to do. I figure we'll see. We're going to see everybody.
Yep.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of people are going to be sharing the same strategy today.
Well, after looking at the tide, I think our game plan is to stick hey, trout's in there. Let's go try to catch our trout during that time, like we did last month.
Got my float rig. Got my float rig ready.
And hope we can put a big flounder or two in the boat and some sheep.
Well, that's what we
got to
talk about. Our good buddy, the flounder pounder, man.
Oh, God. That
what
fish.
What in the world?
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
What was it? 8 point?
8.5.
8.5 pounds.
8.5 pounds. That was a big. Big flounder.
Yeah. I knew it was a big one when he started texting me, apparently right after she called it, and wouldn't send me a picture. He just kept saying, the biggest one I've seen this year.
Yeah.
Biggest one I've seen.
He said, are you ready? He sent me a text saying, are you ready to see the next cover of Coastal Angler Magazine?
And you know what?
Bring it.
That's why you love fishing with a guy like that. If you don't think he takes his job seriously, you need to check your stuff at the door because that guy loves fishing.
Yeah. I only had one question for him.
Where was it?
No, I didn't want to hit him that I said inside or outside.
Oh, that was inside.
That's, yeah, exactly. That was inside.
You know, Jason loves to fish in the inlet.
He does.
He's got it figured out now. He loves to fish in the inlet. And he's got the new 230 Bay Reef from Key West. And he has been telling me how, what?
I don't know what it is with these rusty hooks, man. But everybody likes to talk smack.
Are they talking smack right now?
This is from Jerry here. He said to be afraid, be very afraid.
Uh-oh.
Man, I love it. Between all that smack talking going on at the meeting yesterday.
I love you, Crumb, but we are not afraid of you.
Hey, let's get our first break out of the way, man.
Let's do it.
Listen to this, folks. We got some messages from our sponsors coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Napa Know-How.
This month at Napa, professional-grade Carlisle tools are on sale for up to 50% off. They're so well-made, they may be the last tools you ever buy, which makes you wonder, why isn't everything else made this well? Answer, because then you'd have nothing left to fix with those new Carlisle tools. Now up to 50% off. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com. And come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
Welcome back, fish heads.
Should
I say welcome back to us? We're the ones that are back. They're still there.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, fish
heads. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota.
That we are.
And we've got Captain Raven Poston sitting with us here, and we are talking a little bit about the Student Angler League tournament trail and a fundraiser he's got coming up. Raven, let's talk a little bit about the Flounder tournament.
Yeah, we got October the 8th Flounder fundraiser for all ages, so we want to get a good crowd out. We're trying to just raise some money.
This is what, second annual?
Second annual, and we actually have a place we're going to give 5% of the 50-50 to the Special Olympics. So hopefully we can write a nice check for them. That's one of our goodwill projects. I'll talk about the other one in a little bit, but.
Very nice.
It's pretty user friendly. We do a drop in and the rules will be on the back of your scorecard. So you just drop by Merle Dillon Outpost the night before October the 7th from 5 to 7. And then Saturday, if you want to just show up Saturday morning and get your card, that's cool too. Come by the Marshview Seafood Kitchen and Bar. And the one thing that we're doing is trying to be proactive because salt is a catch and release when we do it with the kids for redfish and bass. For this flounder tournament, if you weigh in a live flounder, we add 0.25 pounds to your total weight. Now, if the weigh-in station will be open all day at Marshview. So if you take off at 6 and 6:30, you bring in a 2-pound flounder, it's 2.25. If you bring another flounder in later at the evening weigh-in, or you 10 minutes later, you bring a 4-pound flounder in, it's 4.25, and we take the biggest weight, so you can only use one fish.
Okay, but that's, yeah, but I understand that. But that's awesome, promoting the release of the live fish.
That is awesome. I like that. Now, tell us a little bit about, for the folks who don't know, tell us a little bit about the Salt League, the Student Anglers League Tournament Trail. What's the scope? What's the mission of your Salt?
Well, the background was I started a Tiger Angler bass team at Conway, and as I go around in the community, and even I talked with English Glover here, Captain E, we wanted to do stuff for all the kids in the area that didn't have a coach at the school. And, we got about 20 plus schools involved last year. We had about 50 kids registered. But the Student Angler League Tournament Trail, what we do is we have 6 tournaments all out of Georgetown. We launch at the Sandpit River, which is brackish. So you can either target 2 freshwater bass or you can target, no, excuse me, 2 spot tail bass, which is red drum, or 5 freshwater bass. And when we have our tournaments, we score first, second, and third, all the kids on the bass division, first, second, and third, all the kids on the red drum division. But at the end of the year, we do a best 4 out of 6 weighted bags, and we give nice gift cards to middle school bass, middle school red, high school bass, high school red. But the league also has the goodwill policy, too. We got some of the youth home kids the first 2 tournaments. They'll be showing up after everybody else launches. And we got, Waccamaw Youth Center Conway coming on the 15th, and on the 29th of October, we got Tara Hall for boys coming. So we're going to take those kids fishing, let them have an opportunity they otherwise wouldn't have. And, the money that we're using to do this come from, Captain Nathan Landers. His dad had passed, and we started a little savings account with the Salt to fund that in honor of his dad.
That's awesome. And so yep. By supporting this, by being involved with this October 8th, folks, October 8th, flounder tournament, that's going to support, that goes to help support taking these kids fishing, getting kids out there, and giving them fun days on the water, promoting that and getting them out there and getting them fishing, which is what we were just talking about in the first segment. That's awesome. Are you going fishing?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm there. I didn't fish it last year. I forget why. I think I was out of town or something, but I'm going to fish it this year for sure.
Well, what happens is it's a 50-50, so we take your registration fee, and 50% of that will go to the league, and 50 goes out to the payout, and we do payout on percentages. And, you know, if we have 100 early birds on the adult side, it's $600 first place. That's 40%. But it's a good time. You know, we're going to go fishing anyway. Why not have a tournament?
Exactly.
Plus, I use it mainly as a recruiting tool. Mm-hmm. We really pay out nice for the kids. 150 gift cards, first place, 100 second place, 53rd place. And we want to see those kids catch those flounder and get excited, because that's our next wave of student angler league kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And Friday, October the 7th is the captain's, you call it the captain's drop in. I like that.
Yeah, nobody wants
drop in.
Yeah, you just drop in and, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to hope to have a lot of kids involved. So,
yeah,
you know,
and that's going to be at Merle's Inn and Outpost on Friday, October 7th from 5 to 7, which is a great place to have a captain's drop in, because you can bait up, get your gear, whatever.
Yep.
While you're there.
One thing I'd like to talk about is this Tuesday at Gander Mountain, we're actually having, for the kids of fishing in the Student Angler League, we're having registration. And the reason we picked Gander Mountain, they're one of our sponsors. They take care of us. They give us some stuff at the end of the year to distribute in our goodie bags. But it's a pretty good location, because we got some kids from Conway coming over, some kids from Aner, Walkamall's coming up from 544, Carolina Forest will be there. And, you know, we got, like I said, 20 schools in the area. We got some schools in Charleston. I've always been willing to go to, like last year I went to Georgetown and met with all their kids and kind of explain everything. And I'm the salesperson of this league, and
yes,
it's kind of taking off. And, you know, I'm anxious, but at the same time, if I get more than 50 kids, that's great. Financially, we're in good shape. That's the biggest goal, the biggest hurdle, but you know, we'd like to have 25, 30 boats launch, but it seems like that starts off like that, but once we get in the cold weather, because we got two tournaments in February, they kind of fade out a little bit. But
I'll tell you what, you have quite the impressive sponsor list here on the registration form.
Oh yeah.
And October 8th is an excellent time to go flounder fishing.
That's what I was going to say. Is I've always wondered why nobody does a flounder tournament in the fall other than our fishing club.
Exactly.
Why nobody does a flounder tournament in the fall. I mean,
yeah.
So
it's I like perfect. The rules too. The rules are not, it's not like extensive rules, and it is inside the, this is going to be a Merle's Inlet tournament, folks.
Right.
And it's an inside the Merle's Inlet is the boundary.
Yeah, you can't sneak out
the
to the reef.
The jetties.
You can't sneak to the reef.
No sneaking to the reef.
No big Gulf flounder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which, Lord, if they swim inside, that thing Burton caught the other day might eat them. And Jason Burton and Merle's Inlet Fishing Charters is one of our biggest sponsors with the salt. They actually, when we have our seminar, Super Bowl Saturday, they offer, if you come to the seminar, we do a raffle ticket, when we do pre-sale, then sales at the door, you can win a fishing charter.
The flounder pounder himself, Jason Burton.
Yes, sir. The infamous Jason Burton.
Man.
Shoot, I'd go with Jason, Adam, or Nathan. Either one of them.
All those guys are having a banner year
there
at the Merle's Inlet Fishing Center.
Yeah, even though they're on the same team, they're even competitive.
Yeah, they are. That's almost like in the nature of a fisherman or something, you know?
Oh, it is.
It's weird.
Oh yeah, we had at the captain's meeting last night, which Rayburn, I'm sorry you couldn't make, because we could have.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
There was a lot of,
all right, let me now.
Talking
going
on.
Since, you know, this will be the last time we get a chance to talk to Rayburn. We probably won't talk to him the rest
of
the day.
Oh, he's getting ready to go fishing, isn't he?
That's right.
Lucky
he's fishing.
You.
He's one. No, you've been in the Rusty Hooks for a while.
A couple of months, but I'm just paying my monthly dues to charity. Yeah. I'm asking for a write-off because I'm
no
not going to win
man.
Anything. I'm a rookie compared to you guys.
No, I wouldn't say that. But every dog has his day. That's my philosophy.
I'm just have Mike sign a debit card from the bank because just draft $20 a month out and just take it.
This is not a charity club, man. This is a for-profit club. That money goes right back to the winners.
It's like wrestling in the WWE with you guys, man.
I don't know about all that now, but I tell you what, anything can happen. And how many tournaments have you fished with the Rusty Hooks?
One.
One. Did you do any good?
I went with Levi Walls.
Uh-huh.
And we went to an infamous place inside the inlet.
Yeah, and that place.
Everything we caught was too big.
That's the way it works a lot of times.
But remember that day? That was the day that one of the now new members, James Quisenberry, was on the boat with him, and he caught two
he
nice
fish. He did. If only he would have
joined. He would have
cashed out that day if he would have been a member of the club.
Yeah, but we weren't going to break the rules and
now
take his fish.
Now he's a member.
Yeah, he sure is. So what's your strategy today, man? What do you guys, you know, today is what today's tournament list, fish list is called the Magnificent Seven, or seven fish that we could, you know, have to choose from to bring.
Seven from heaven.
Seven from heaven. was last month. This month it's Magnificent Seven. Yeah. Same seven fish.
Same seven. We just changed the name. The Benevolent Dictator.
Yeah.
Depends on how he feels.
I pressured him into that one, man.
Yeah. We're probably going to go where we were at last Sunday, where you could walk across the boats. We caught a lot of redfish out there.
Where would that be?
At the North Jetty.
That North Jetty's going to be gacked up. I mean, that's certainly not a secret there. Everybody fishes the jetties, and the jetty's structure, man, it's a great place to fish. You can catch a... You can catch four of the seven fish on that list right there at the jetties. Probably more than that.
Too bad bluefish is not on the seventh heaven, because you could walk across them.
Yeah, you know, I heard the bluefish were getting pretty thick right now. I haven't been. I didn't go fishing last week because I thought the storm was going to have everything churned up. And I just thought I'm going to sit this one out. I was wanting to go during the week sometime, but I got kind of busy and didn't go. So this will be the first time I've been fishing since the Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Well, good.
Yep.
Well, the boat's dirty. I apologize.
It's going to get dirtier.
Well, Mike and I hit some trees the other day. We knocked some tree limbs down while we were bass fishing.
It don't matter, man. Just being in that Key West 230 Bay Reef makes me feel good.
We're going to go try to catch a big fatty.
Yeah,
we'll catch
more of
them. Flat fish.
Raymond, what'd you have to say, man? He's over there. He's like, man, I got to say something. Say it.
Yeah, one more thing about this Tuesday. I try to be a good sport and support the other fishing leagues in the state. You can also, if you plan on coming and registering with our league, that's fine. But if you want to fish our league and you're a kid in middle of high school and you want to fish with the BASS or the Bass Federation through the Angler Federation, I'll have all the paperwork that you'll need. You'll have to get your parent registered on your own. But I'm really supporting those other two guys because they're good to me too. We have to sit down in Columbia at the end of July and schedule 18 tournaments.
Yeah.
And not try to leave out there with, you know, hard feelings.
Nice.
And they've been good to me because they realize that my tournaments are based on tides.
More the merrier, man.
And,
get the kids involved in everything they can get involved in.
They're good people to work with. So we, you know, do what's in the best interest of the kids.
That's nice. So, hey, man, we got to take a break. I know, Captain Crumb's waiting for you right now.
Yeah, he just texted.
Yep. So,
good luck today.
We took enough of your time and, thanks for giving everybody else a head start like we do.
Thank y'all for your support, especially with the Coastal Angler Magazine. And
well,
the pleasure's all ours.
Since day one, I've said this. I mean, it's nothing like getting those kids out there, getting them involved. And even though it's competitive side of it, you know, teaching them the respect for the resources and shoot, these guys are all going on and becoming great fishermen.
Indeed. Indeed.
So we look forward to it.
Good luck out there.
And we'll be at the Flounder Tournament. We'll have Team Southern Anglers.
Yes, we will. We'll be there. Good luck out there today,
man. Thank you. Y'all too.
All right, man. We'll see you later. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to make it rain. Build your bankroll like the pros at MyBookie.lv. An industry-leading website, MyBookie offers real Vegas odds and incredible player props. Sick and tired of getting the runaround when you're ready to get paid? Join MyBookie today for fast, no-hassle payouts. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000. Act now and receive an additional 10% bonus when you join and deposit within the next 30 minutes. Enter promo code RADIO. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has live in-game action with odds updated in real time. Visit MyBookie today. Use promo code RADIO to claim your 100% bonus before it's too late. Or call 844-900-BETS to open your account and start winning. Play with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie.lv.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp,
at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com. And come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Inshore, offshore, Captain Lee even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishes, the really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Always in.
Unless he's traveling or fishing. Or
boy, I tell you what.
He's so excited.
Levi's loving his new Tacoma, isn't he?
Oh, God, that thing's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
That
man.
Thing's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am glad he came over to the family.
Indeed.
Dude, I am right now sharing something on our Southern Anglers radio show Facebook page. And it was a picture I saw this week earlier of Casey Ashley's Costa sponsored bass boat sitting on that sandbar. Have you seen it?
I saw that.
Did you see he got rescued at midnight?
No.
Yeah, he finally got rescued at midnight. I'm sharing the whole story right now.
I didn't see that. I saw the pictures of that, and so it was kind of nice to know that even bass guys have that happen to them from time to time.
Well, let me just tell you something. As fast as they drive.
Yeah, really. By the time they stop, they could be way up on a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But the other thing is, my partner, while we were during that last segment with Rayburn, my partner Lucas sent me a picture of our opponent for tomorrow in the Hook Soul South Carolina Ladder Challenge Bass League. It's John Proctor from Conway, who we proudly supported back in February when he was over at the Bassmasters Classic, or March whenever he was out
That's
there.
That's right.
And pull for him every week.
All the time.
Because he's also a member of Marshall's Marine Team.
Homeboy.
But it's a picture of him from the Maritime Museum down in Georgetown. And Lucas said, I didn't realize we were fishing against a legend tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
A legend.
We went out and pre-fished yesterday, spent some time out there, I told you.
You had some good luck.
Found some interesting places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bass fishing in a bass boat versus my big boat.
Yeah.
You can fish a lot of different spots.
I miss having the Bassmaster here, man.
I know. Tony, what's up? I know you're listening in. What up? And speaking of the Bassmasters, and speaking of bass fishing, and speaking of Mike Brady, Rusty Hook, we got the skunk off of Mike Brady.
Yes, Mike Brady finally caught a bass at the Thursday night big bass battle at Wakawachi.
Yeah, by the way, next Thursday is the last one.
Is that right?
Yep, we'll be done.
I noticed that, man, because I didn't fish it, you know.
Well,
I had another appointment that I had to interfered with my ability to fish the big bass battle. But
right.
I noticed it got dark early, man.
Yeah, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Kids are back in school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move it, and we've made some changes. And
I kind of agree with Tony's idea to move the Big Bass Battle till Sunday.
Afternoons.
I love it.
I mean, it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Everybody go to church, get done with that.
That's right.
1:30, blast off, and we're going to actually fish till probably 4:35, 5:30.
Yeah.
We still hadn't figured that out exactly. But,
uh-huh.
Yeah, we're still going to be doing them, but we're moving them to Sundays. So, you know, you still want to fish and get out and do some competitive bass fishing with a fun group and bring the kids out. The big bass battle at Wakawachi Facebook page has all the information on it.
It does. And, you know, I forgot to mention when Rayburn was here, when we had Captain Rayburn posting here, I got to call him Captain.
Right.
You know, he was our winner 2 weeks ago from the, on the half shell, gift card.
Dude, he said it was awesome.
He did. He hadn't been there before. It was his first trip too on the half shell. And yeah, he absolutely, man, he called me up, man. He was like, man, that place is awesome. We're going back again, 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 again.
Good.
So I meant to mention that to him, man. I'm glad he liked it. You can't not like it. And, the fellow that won it last week, Matt.
Yep.
If Matt you're Phillips. Listening, Matt, you're
hey,
there too with your name on it, buddy.
Yep. We dropped it off up there this week.
That's right. That's right.
You need to go.
We stopped. You definitely got
you ain't there a couple times this
Dude,
week.
I tell you what. Yeah, man. And my wife's like, is that your new favorite place? As well, it's not new favorite place. It's been my favorite place. But yeah, you know, when I'm going up and down the road, as
Between
I do a lot.
Georgetown and here is perfect.
Yeah, man. And I tell you, it was right around lunchtime. And I said, man, I want to whip in there and have me that lunch special. And that's what I've done.
You
like
know, we've
twice
talked
this week.
About it. And I'm sure people listening go, well, that's a bunch of BS about the $9 special or $8, whatever it is.
It's true.
But you can't beat it. An appetizer and the entrees you choose from are incredible.
Can't
you always get the steak, right?
Most of the time, this week I also had their Philly cheesesteak.
Oh boy.
Which is spectacular. They said that's actually their number one seller for lunch.
Really?
And it's spectacular. Yeah, it's really
I had
good.
The, when I was with you, I had already eaten something at the ice house. I had a couple hot dogs at the ice house.
I tell you what.
I got blocked in by the Coke truck.
Those hot dogs so, there are not bad.
No.
They're not bad, folks.
They're known throughout the region.
They
not
are.
Not throughout Georgetown.
That's one of my many lunch
throughout
stops
the region.
When I'm in the area, you know.
They are, I don't know why they're so good.
I don't know either.
I mean, the bun is soggy. you know,
the hot dog is red.
The hot dog is red.
Uh-huh.
The chili is like runny.
Yeah, but they taste
good. But they taste
good,
so
man.
Good.
All I can say though, my advice to you, if you do have the old hot dogs there at the
stay somewhere near a restroom.
That and you better have some Rolaids with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
during duck season this year,
or Beano maybe.
I stopped at 8:02 at 2:30 in the morning going
there.
Duck hunting.
Uh-huh.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake when you got waders on. It takes a long time to get those waders off.
I tell you, you know, speaking of places to go, but you know, I was telling you earlier, you know, the wife and I went out on our date night last night. We went to Dead Dog.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Got to see the brother over there.
Had a great time. Yep, got to see your brother over there. And we had a blast there on the marsh walk last night. A good crowd. It was nice and fun.
Well, let's talk about two different things that we have going on in the inlet this weekend.
Oh,
first
that's right.
And foremost,
yeah.
Right now, today, meet at Crazy Sister at 8:30 or after. Merle's Inlet 2020 is doing their big fall cleanup, clean the inlet. Like they said, we're going to rid it of the summer trash and get it ready for the off season for us to enjoy.
I remember when they did that I think I was fishing. I don't think we didn't do it last year, did we?
No,
we were fishing together, weren't we?
We were fishing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And same thing today. We're going to be fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make it our objective to pick up some trash today.
Right? Absolutely.
But they are meeting at Crazy Sister at 8:30. They will supply everything, trash bags and all that. All you need to do is bring some cold waters. Make sure you've got, closed-toe shoes, a pair of gloves, and they'll get you set on where to go. They're gonna clean in the inlet and on the roadsides and everything.
Uh-huh.
So, got that going on this morning. Also, tomorrow at Dead Dog Saloon is their Honor the Heroes benefit, the 9/11 benefit.
Right.
Which is an incredible, incredible time. It'll
it
be going
sure
on
is.
All day tomorrow. And if you've not been there, just get there early. or be prepared to park way away and walk there because it will be extremely crowded. The entertainment lineup for the day is the best. It's free food all day. They're asking for donations and the things that they donate the money to, and they are the largest contributor to the Ori and Georgetown Fire Expo for the kids.
Right.
They also do the Shop with Santa for Georgetown County. And I believe there's another one that I'm sorry, I don't have anything in front of me. I'm just going off my head with this, and trust me, you know me, I'm easy to forget things. But you need to go by there. Great time. They're going to be a bunch of great giveaways during the day. And then a good party and fun crowd. And I tell you what, I know 4th of July was back in July. I know we have got all this talk on social media about these professional athletes who get paid way too much money who are now sitting down for the national anthem. But I tell you what, if you want to have a good time and be with a group of people that are absolutely happy to be Americans and happy to live here, you need to go, because all day, I mean, it's like nonstop.
Well, we've been to that event before.
Yep.
And it is an incredible event. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is a ton of fun. It supports great cause, no better causes. It's a way to remember one of the greatest tragedies, not great, worst tragedies ever happened to our country.
Yeah.
And just to go out and, you know, celebrate life, really.
Celebrate life. Celebrate these people who put so much on the line every day.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing.
I mean, it's been 15 years. I can't believe that.
I know.
Can't either, man. It's unbelievable. It seemed like it was just yesterday. Those things burn in your brain.
It is the day before, so but I can remember, you know, it's kind of like my mom can always tell me where she was when JFK got shot.
Yeah.
I can remember where I was the moment it happened, what I was doing. I was rolling over, hungover on my buddy's couch, turned the TV on, and I was like, that didn't just happen.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think, and I don't like to get political or philosophical on the show
too
much.
No, we don't want to.
That was one of those things that, you know, I read about it the other day, and it was true. Somebody was saying, you know, our country was so united then, and we are so divided now. I think we need to remember that as a way to show that there are bigger problems that we face in this world other than the problems we have with each other.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Indeed.
I'll tell you. I am so tired of...
Hey, we got another event. Well, go ahead, man. Sorry.
I'm so tired of social media right now and some of the political rants on there that people are putting up. You know me. I mean, I believe in what Stephen Goldfinch stands for, what we needed him. That's why we got involved with that.
Indeed.
We wanted it, and things are starting to happen just like we wanted them to. And we know we've got the right person in the seat. That's why we got involved in that. Other than that, Kenny and I stay out of politics. We try not to talk religion here.
That's why we're such good friends.
That's right. Exactly. That's why we're good friends. But I'll tell you, when it comes to this country, I am a diehard. I have the most respect for military, have had that since my childhood age. I have the most respect for our military and what these guys put on the line every day. What my father-in-law put on the line for 30-something years. What my dad put on for 4 years.
Right.
What my granddad put on. You know, I have the most respect. I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my choice. I didn't do it. Do I regret it? Probably yes. But I respect these guys and what they put on the line.
Absolutely.
I respect the firefighters that go out every day and
they
go
run
to a call.
They run to burning buildings when everybody else is running away from them. Burning
exactly. Buildings. And I tell you, the 9/11 benefit tomorrow, if you just go by there, I mean, there's going to be guys there wearing shirts that, I mean, there'll be people there. I mean, every year it happens because it's become so big. There'll be people that were at the towers. There'll be people that were there on 9/11. There'll be bagpipe players there. I mean, it's just a great time. I can't stress it enough. Just to go by, bring the family, eat some good American food, and raise money for a great charity and enjoy some great entertainment and just, I mean,
great entertainment.
Again, I can't stress it enough.
Yes.
If you want to feel good about this country that is so twerked right now, go over there and hang out for the day.
Yeah. It'll provide a whole new perspective. And I tell you what, that's a great way to lead into our next break, man.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Let's pay some bills, and we'll come back and talk about what you got, the other thing we have to talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Then we need to talk. We'll go ahead and talk about our strategy today on the Magnificent Seven.
That sounds good.
Rusty Hook's turn.
I'm ready to strategize.
All right, folks, we'll be right back here on Southern Niners Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The biggest single-day race of the year is coming to Myrtle Beach Speedway. The Cars Racing Tour invades the Grand Strand for a must-see event on the historic half mile. See the country's biggest future superstars like Josh Berry, Steve Wallace, Tommy Lovitz, Emmett Newhouse, and more. Plus, teams owned by NASCAR stars like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Burton. It happens Saturday, September 17th at Myrtle Beach Speedway. Gates open at 4 with racing at 7. Adult tickets are only $20 with youth discounts. For more information, visit carsracingtour.com.
Penny Saturday is back this Friday and Saturday with great deals for your home, too. Hurry in to restock your home with JCPenney Home Farmhouse Bath Towels for only $7. Plus, starting this Wednesday, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items across the store. Or get an extra 15% off with any other form of payment. Friday and Saturday, 2 days to one-up your home. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon expired 9/7/14. Prices valid 9/9-9/10. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. Fish or boat in America.
It's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it. Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads. The really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in.
I tell you, we got a parking lot full of Toyotas now.
Yeah, we do. I got the wife. I'm driving the wife's Highlander because the Tundra is hooked up to the boat, ready to go.
I was guessing.
I went ahead.
Why.
You know what I said? Every week we, every time we fish, I try to cut a little bit of time out. You know. Mm-hmm. So guess what? I just saved us 2 minutes of me backing up to the trailer.
Yep, because we still got we have to bait up a little bit this morning too, so that's going to be a slightly time consuming. Not much.
But we'll team up on that. I'll send you. You got to go by Seven Seas.
I'm going
by
Seven Seas Seafood Market. Pick up some.
I went by yesterday.
Let my cat out of the bag because you know.
Well, I didn't do that. Did I do that?
No, I've already done that.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it on the radio.
No.
I didn't do it on
Rayburn. Rayburn.
Everybody and their brother's doing it now.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Like I said, let them go catch 30-inch redfish. They can send all the pictures they want to, but you can't weigh a picture at the scale.
No, you cannot. But I'm going to tell you what. Now, the one thing about it is when you start getting into redfish, even if they're over the limit, you every now and again, you'll catch the slot ones in there with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'd rather be into, you know, catching 5, 6, 7, 10 redfish, and then hopefully one or two of them might be slot.
Yep.
You know, than not catch anything at all.
All right. Of all the guests we've had over the last 2 years and 5 months, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever had one come in with a laptop.
No, man, that's way above our
and a brief
skill
case.
Level. Yeah, we've got Chris Conklin here, folks.
He made it.
He made it right
on
time.
He's setting up office.
He is. We'll get to him. We'll start with him at 8 o'clock.
Here's the sad thing: he's setting up office way over there, and he needs to
and the mic's
right
over
here. Come over here and set up office, Chris. You know, Chris has got a house full of kids now, so
he does,
you know,
man.
I'm sure in the morning.
A regular Brady Bunch over
I'm
there.
Sure the I'm sure in the mornings he's like,
what is that
zombie.
Show? Eight is enough?
Yeah, eight is enough. Between all those kids and all those all the kids he has at 7C's, he's got his hands full.
Yep.
He's got his hands full.
Indeed.
Good thing he's got Captain Ron over there.
Yeah.
That's your masturbator. He picked out your crabs.
Yes,
for you,
did he? He texted me last night. Said they're in the cooler with my name on them. Can't wait.
All right. Well, we're going to fish them.
That's my secret bait, folks. I'll tell you what. And don't use an illegal crab now because you get yourself in trouble. But if you got a legal blue crab, quarter that bad boy up. I was explaining to Rayburn how to hook him because he wasn't sure even how to do it. I don't think completely.
What was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I said we might as well tell folks what we're going to do to catch fish today.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there was something else you needed to talk about.
Oh, we were going to talk about the barbecue cook-off.
Oh, God, yeah. Hogs for Horses.
Mm-hmm.
September 18th at Dead Dog Saloon. That's next Sunday, right?
Yeah, and we are the celebrity judges, man. They must be pretty hard up for celebrities, man. They went way down the ladder to get
to
us, man.
No, here's a, you know, I judged it last year. I judged it last year. We had a great time.
You did.
The judging panel had a great time, trust me. And you're when I tell you that you're getting ready to taste some of the best barbecue ribs.
Well, I'm a perfect
and
judge,
barbecue
man.
And wings.
No, I like to eat.
You've ever tasted? You're getting ready to. But the girls from the Georgetown County,
right?
I can't remember. Hugs for Horses. Listen to the radio show. Beth Goodell, who works for Georgetown County, who has employed us, you know, to work for Georgetown County a couple times promoting the Elite Series, loves you and me together, and it was her idea. She said, Inglis needs to bring his partner, Kenny, with him. So, yes, we are judging, and we're also going to be judging with the 2015 winner of the cook-off. He's going to be a judge this year. He's not in it.
And who would that be?
Oh, gosh. Moore. Something Moore. I can't remember.
I saw the name, man, on the
Stephanie
flyer.
Moore, yeah. who is one of the horse trainers out at the stables, her dad.
Well, that's a good program they have. It's like a therapeutic thing where they take kids with handicaps, disabilities, and they put
that's
this,
right.
I saw the pictures from their website, Facebook page, man. I mean, that's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but you and I were laughing at the flyer they put out, the release
yeah.
of Bill Krause on the horse backwards.
Yeah. Didn't know how to ride a horse. Yeah.
Yeah, Krause is a great, and Krause will be entertaining. There's three or four entertainers, but it starts, I think at 3 o'clock next Sunday.
Next Sunday, that's the 18th.
At the 18th.
You guys come there and say hi to
us. You pay a fee, and you go through and eat all the barbecue, and you get to vote.
Uh-huh.
And then we obviously get to do our judging or the overall.
Uh-huh.
But there is a best in show voted on by the
like a participant's favorite or something
exactly.
like that. Yeah, yeah.
And we will be having a blast. So trust me, it's a good time.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. It'll be a good time.
It definitely will.
Two Sundays at Dead Dog. Two Sunday afternoons at Dead Dog.
Can't go wrong there.
I'm going to go tomorrow after my big bass match.
I know. I thought we were going to go tarpon fishing tomorrow.
On Sunday?
Wasn't that what you were saying yesterday?
No, I said next week.
Oh, next week. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You think I'm going to hit Georgetown with shrimp season just opening up? Are you
crazy?
Oh, that's
right. That's right. Well, you'd have to launch from that
Carol Campbell or ball field.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go down to South Island.
Yep.
I learned that the hard way.
God, you park down the road.
Yeah, I had to park at the Carol Campbell to get to the...
I will say this much. Anybody looking for a shrimp report, everybody's coolers that I saw pictures of were full yesterday. They didn't look big, though.
Yeah.
They didn't look like big shrimp. But like Jay Bay says, give it 2 weeks. He likes to really start on them hard in the second week, because they grow so quick.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and that's when he'll start getting his big ones, but... Looked like the shrimp are still there. Everybody was worried about that rain, you know, that we got last week.
I don't think it affected them, evidently, from what I've heard.
But they're there. No.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm getting pretty excited about our interview with Chris that's coming up here in a couple minutes.
I mean.
He is. I've never seen such
preparation.
Are we going
live on Skype and
really?
Stuff? Like, are we going to have... I mean,
I feel professional
is
now.
Zach
you know?
Bowen, is Zach Bowen going to be joining us from Georgia?
Call in, but he has a charter this morning, so
he'll
be unable to join us.
Oh, bummer.
And
that's
let me tell you something about Zach Bowen. The first time I met him was down at the Citizen Science Workshop in Charleston, and honest to God, dude, he looks like Zach Brown. He does. He's got a scruffy beard. He looks just like Zach Brown, but he is a hoot. We must have to...
It's getting close to our station ID.
Yeah.
We've got about 1 minute left.
Good job,
Chris
Eric.
Is all set up. You ready, Chris? pretty close. The Rays are going to get.
Yeah, we'll be right. We got to let them know where we are.
Uh-huh.
We got to let them know where we are. Not that we haven't told them
four times already.
We're at the Sparks Toyota Thunder Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. But we got to let them know who we're broadcasting on.
That's right. It's a requirement.
It's a requirement.
At least it's a short break.
Yep.
15 seconds, man.
15 seconds, and we'll be right back.
And that's coming right up. Hey, Eric, you want to go ahead and get to that there, buddy? All right, man. Let's serenade the fans until the ID kicks in. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Here's going to be a short one. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're the friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fish Heads, we're back.
And we're broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. We're live. We're in the studio. And we got Chris Conklin of the 7C Seafood, one of our wonderful sponsors of the radio show.
And he holds the distinction as being our very first guest on our very first episode.
That's right. And his daughter holds the distinction helping us leave the studio as the worst it's ever been in the history of the show.
She did have a good time.
We had a blast
that
day.
I've never seen anybody finger paint with donut glaze
before. Finger paint with donut glaze, but the best part was eating from the inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she ate about seven of them that morning. She was 2.5 years old. And,
yep, she was 2.5.
She'll still belly up and eat seven or eight in a sitting. I have no clue how she does it.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
It's that starting in the middle and working the way out of a donut first.
I think so,
man.
Yeah. I've never seen that done. You're right.
She was 2.5 years old then.
Uh-huh.
And because Kim always gives me a hard time. She said, when are you going to take Kinsley in there with you? Because Kinsley, every Saturday morning, wakes up. Daddy, go to radio
She's
show?
Due.
I want to go
She's
to radio show.
In here
she
with
got
us.
Up one day, got out of the bed, and uh-huh. was walking around waiting on me to get dressed and wanted to walk out with me.
Oh, man, we'll get her a bunch of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't care about any of these wires or any of this nice little electronics in here, bring it on.
Bro. What's this?
We'll start a
What's this?
We'll start a Saturday morning daycare.
Hey, there you go.
Well, as important as Chris is at Seven Seas, he is extremely important for our fisheries and for us as in our region as he sits on the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. The council that governs and regulates and enforces, makes decisions, whatever you want to call it. They do tons and tons of stuff, in our fisheries here on the species that are governed by them, being everything federal. And we've got something coming up this week, and we mentioned it earlier, a big, basically a public comment, not a hearing thing, is it, Chris? I wouldn't call it that. So just they're looking for comment. Y'all are looking for comments. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, what's going on is we have our, quarterly meeting, coming up, start Monday morning. Every year we have, one meeting in each state. One in Florida, one in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, which makes up the South Atlantic.
Right.
I was able to sway the interest and get us out of Charleston for once.
Good deal.
And Bluffton, Hilton Head, any of that stuff, and get us a meeting up here. The only place really big enough around to accommodate us, because we do need a ballroom because we have a large group of people that attend the meetings, is the Marina Inn at the Grand Dune. So we will be meeting there for, starting at noon on Monday all the way up through Friday. We'll be discussing some important issues, you know, very relevant to what's going on off our coast. There's lots of stuff that affects recreational anglers, charter boat captains, and some commercial stuff in there.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those interesting meetings. I've been to them before where they were not like, where they were pretty, laid back and not a whole lot of, you know, people weren't upset about anything. I think this one's going to be a little more, we're going to hear a lot of talking going on at this one.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I think people are going to want to have to talk about.
Yeah. So, like talk about Cobia. You know, they closed this year early. It's a statewide, or excuse me, a coastwide managed species. The stock that we're allowed to fish on here runs from Georgia up through New York. And the rest of it is Florida. So Florida gets about 800 and something thousand pounds to catch, whereas all the rest of the states up this way get about 600. you know, we have states like Virginia and North Carolina that have really stepped up their cobia production. Not their fault, but, you know, it's becoming more of a directive fishery. Been a lot more landings. Really affects the guys here. So it forced us to have to close the fishery, you know, because we're mandated by Congress and it's a federal act. It's not like we just close stuff because we want to. It's federal law and we have to abide by it, and that's why we're doing it. So we had to rethink cobia management. You know, we got some new alternatives up on the table for bag limits and size limits, boat limits, stuff like that to hopefully extend the season, keep the recreational anglers going for the fish more of the year. There's just not a new stock assessment coming out, you know, to give us better numbers on cobia and stuff like that. So there's nothing really that's going to save us and give us more fish so we can keep everything the same. Now we have to rethink, you know, bag limits, possession limits, stuff like that. So that's one important thing.
Is closing the season not going to be one of the options then for 2017 season?
The season's set to open back up January 1st, mm-hmm. 2017. You know, the current bag limit right now is 2 fish per person per day. We're looking at stepping it down to 1 fish per person per day. There's a preferred alternative there where you can keep 3 fish per vessel per day. You know, I've been getting a lot of calls from charter boat captains and stuff where that's not going to work for them. They can't sell a cobia trip if they have a 6-pack license, you know, because what are you going to go out and market a half of a fish per person? Or, yeah. You know what I mean? So stuff like that, and it's important to these guys. It's their livelihood. And,
well, let's talk about reality.
Stuff like that.
Let's talk about reality. I mean, the reality of it all is how many of them truly catch 6 fish? I mean, in all reality. I know what they're thinking in their head. They're thinking in their head of what if it happens. Now, John Owens is one of the best cobia fishermen around. When they're there,
no
he's
doubt.
On them. I have seen him with 4 or 5 fish. Even maybe 6 fish, but I know I've seen him with 4 and 5. But how many times has anybody here caught 6 fish? I mean,
that don't happen.
So you got to think this is a coastwide managed species. Whereas, you know, our cobia fishery is not, you know, as strong as other states. You get up in, Chesapeake Bay, you get up in, you know, Pamlico Sound, right. North Carolina. They're stacked up by the hundreds, and you can just pick them out, and you really can target them.
So. Yes, and I think cobia is becoming, like here, it's becoming more of a sought-after species. You know, it seems like people are realizing, hey, man, there's a lot of cobia around here, and it's like more people are going after them now. It seems to me like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, every time you pick up a fishing magazine, let's go cobia fishing. Every newsstand you get on, website, here comes springtime, everybody's waiting on May. You pick it up, you have a boat, oh, well, I'm going to go to the tackle shop, buy me some gear, and go try it. And, you know, you get enough lines in the water, even if people that don't know what they're doing, they'll catch them.
Now, to further discuss the changes or whatever here, so what in essence happened is, are we saying that the recreational fishermen took more fish in the last year, or that the commercial fishermen took more fish?
Okay, you know, with the fisheries, especially the cobia, it's managed under annual catch limit. It's split in between two sectors. The commercial gets their part, and the recreational gets theirs. So it's managed completely different. Commercial fishermen are limited to 2 per person per day. I think we have a 16,000 pound, don't mark my words, but around a 16,000 pound limit from Georgia all the way up through North Carolina. Whereas the recreational guys have 600. So, you know, we don't have a whole lot to play with, but we are accountable as commercial fishermen for the fish.
That's why the closure occurred, because there was an allowable catch, annual catch limit, ACL of 630,000 pounds, and very early on, it reached 1.5 million pounds.
Yeah, those are recreational numbers. They're really controversial.
I was going to ask that next.
Unfortunately, one of the downfalls of having to be a council member is you have to wear the, you know, pretty much the target, and you're not, you know, just because I'm on the council doesn't mean I believe in the way that the federal government counts our fish. But, you know, if you go out and you have a good fishing trip, say like Cobia, for instance, and someone comes down to the dock and intercepts you, you know, who is a fish counter, they record your catch, and then that gets extrapolated out based on how many saltwater licenses are issued in Cobia's case coast-wide.
Right.
You know, so,
and that goes from Georgia to New York, the special Cobia management area.
But, you know,
slightly different.
So no one really knows if it's accurate or if it's not. There's no other way. There's no checks and balances, unfortunately. But this is the best we have to work with. And unfortunately, you know, the congressional mandate, the Magnuson-Stevens Act, that's what we have to go by until NOAA Science Center wants to come up with a better way.
Yeah, that is something that a lot of people aren't aware of, and I wasn't either. But the ability and the accountability y'all have to the Magnuson-Stevens Act is why 80% of all this happens. Yes, there's coffee in there. Chris is like, you got coffee? Yeah, go look at the Bojangles cup. But, you know, the accountability that the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council, the Gulf Management Council, all these councils have to work on the, you know, based on the Magnuson-Stevens Act.
That's correct.
And all these changes that come about based on science and statistics and everything else, you know, are based on the stringent restrictions that they have on them as far as, hey, this fishery seems to be in trouble. These are the numbers. This fishery is being overfished. We need to make a change.
Yeah, and so take a look at it and do an assessment.
There we go. And then it becomes, uh-oh, here we go.
Well, the last thing anybody wants to do is close a fishery like what happened to Cobia this year.
Yes.
That's a last resort type of thing.
It sure is. You know, we've been getting tons and tons of comments. There's people who build their entire businesses in Virginia, North Carolina area on Cobia trips, while the South Atlantic Council manages a species from 3 miles on out. Many of the Cobia that were caught were 3 miles in, which would be a state waters issue. But when someone comes back to the dock, there's not really a way to tell whether it came from 100 yards off the beach or 3 miles.
And that's probably generally why the states, like the DNRs in each state, will follow the recommendations of the South Atlantic, of any of the fishery management councils. Well, generally, the states will do the same thing that you guys do within that 3 mile range.
That's correct, for the most part. Now, there are some states, especially in the Gulf, you know, that go against the grain. And, I mean, for good reasons, but even when the states, you know, decide to go against federal recommendations, it really hurts everybody else. So, say, like Cobia, for instance, if one state decides to succeed from the union type thing and allow the fishery to continue, it just hurts all the other states because that's automatically coming off the catch. So
yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's gonna be one of the interesting things that's gonna affect a lot of us around here, because so many, like I said, Cobia, people actually target Cobia now. I remember it seemed like it wasn't all that long ago that Cobia was a accidental catch. Not a whole lot of people would target them. There's a few select, you know, folks that knew how to do it, but now it seems like folks are actually going out for them on purpose. So that's going to affect a lot of us around here.
Yeah.
I go after him on purpose.
I think John Payton actually started the Cobia fishery here in Merle's Inlet, didn't he, Inglis?
Yes, he did. I think he would load up, but remember, he would load up the crowd and take them to Beaufort. They'd go to Beaufort and go down and go, you know, for a week in May and always fish for those Broad River Cobia. But, you know, I don't know. That was, by the way, that was Big Dave calling from Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. He said, we sound great across the air.
Oh, very nice. Because we got Eric back there running things for us.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah, hey, Big Dave.
Look at him holding the sign up.
We'll see you here shortly there, buddy, old pal.
Holding the sign up there.
But, you know, there's several other things we need to cover, too.
Yes. Oh,
before
definitely.
We let Chris out of here. We can lock the
door. Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
Keep him,
yeah.
No, keep him locked in
after
here.
After this break, we'll go back.
We've got his undivided attention. We need to utilize it. But, man, I'll tell you what interests me is the red snapper. Grouper Amendment 43.
Now, is that the one where you're not an incidental catch, but where they're going to have some recreational?
Limited recreational limit?
Yeah, so
it's outside the box type management plan, not traditional at all. That's being proposed. A few council members have been working on it pretty hard. It was pioneered by Mr. Ben Hardig, a commercial rep from Florida, as a way to address an issue we have with red snapper. The quick and dirty of it is basically, in the way the government counts fish, is we're taking too many snapper out of the stock to effectively rebuild it. So the government says this is not what I believe, but this is just the facts. So this is a way to allow, and once you take, or when your discards exceed what you're allowed to take to rebuild a stock, then, that's a negative effect on paper. You see what I'm saying?
So right.
This is a way to allow for the retention of the discards, at least so we're not wasting the resource, because, when the fish comes up, it has bear trauma, survival rate's real low. So it's a way to try and get around that and retain some of those discards.
That's what they say, is that the red snappers have a very high post-release mortality rate.
That's right. So there's some options in there to...
We're feeding the sharks with all them red snappers that get caught.
Yeah, I was a part of the CDAR 41 stock assessment for red snapper. It was a long process. It was if you're not familiar with it, it's the way that the stock assessments are conducted. It's a series of meetings with all these experts, scientists, fishermen. Everybody's brought together and
smart people.
One room, yeah, evidently.
Arguably,
and it did, and they try and count every fish in the ocean, basically. But we've been, a few council members pretty disappointed with the outcome of the CDAR 41 stock assessment, which said that red snapper overfished and undergoing overfishing still. So, and if you've been out offshore lately, you know as well as I do, you could walk across the ocean on red snapper practically. But basically, in a nutshell, what the stock assessment said is the stock is restored to 1961 levels. So the abundance of the fish is correct. Okay, but then the model that the scientists use to, assess the stock is saying that there's not enough old fish in the population. And old fish give you your quality eggs, more eggs, lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not enough old fish to, keep the, sustain the stock and rebuild it. It's all young fish. So, That's what the stock assessment
is. It's kind of like the way it is in our society right now. The millennials are taking over right now. We're starting to lose our old stock.
Yeah, I reckon.
The millennials are taking over.
Hey, let's get a break in, Chris.
Let's get a break in. Don't go anywhere, folks.
We're going to continue on with this subject for a minute. We got a couple others we need to touch on, too, after that. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The biggest single-day race of the year is coming to Myrtle Beach Speedway. The Cars Racing Tour invades the Grand Strand for a must-see event on the historic half mile. See the country's biggest future superstars like Josh Berry, Steve Wallace, Tommy Lovitz, Anna Newhouse, and more. Plus, teams owned by NASCAR stars like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Burton. It happens Saturday, September 17th at Myrtle Beach Speedway. Gates open at 4 with racing at 7. Adult tickets are only $20 with youth discounts. For more information, visit carsracingtour.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers radio show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fish Heads, a really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. I'm going to give a good shout out to a listener and one of our sales staff from over at Sparks Toyota, Mr. David Turberville, who had a little accident and is now on his way back to work for the first time in 2 months. But he's a listener of the show.
Good for him, man. Good job.
Good friend of mine, and does a great job over there with the crowd over there. But wanted to give him a shout out. Nice. Stop by and tell David hello. You wanted to continue on some other subjects.
That's right, Fish Heads. We're talking a little fisheries management today. Bring a little science and regulations at you today. And we just got that there before we went to break. We were talking about the red snapper, and that's good news. It's not. Chris and all the people in the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council and all the other regional management councils, they have the unenviable job. They have a very unenviable job because it's just impossible to make everybody happy. But the snapper, the red snapper thing might be good news for us because there might be, we'll find out here pretty soon, there might be a little bit of a limited catch limit, you know, for the 2017 season. We'll see. It'd be nice. You know, I don't go bottom fishing a whole lot, but every time I do, I catch one.
That's right.
You do.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, and not small ones either. I mean, you haul in a 20-pound red snapper, you want nothing more than to put that thing in the box, you know, but you can't, so, and you don't. So, but this year we might all be able to keep one or two of those bad boys. We'll see. That's good news for a change.
Good news.
Yeah, but, you know, what is it is going on with the dolphin?
Yeah, explain the dolphin
thing.
The topic of the dolphin changes.
Okay,
I
so,
really am confused.
So last year we had the commercial dolphin fishery was closed early. It's real important fishery, commercially and recreationally. You know, it drives a lot of the people around here to go in the springtime when they run through. Commercially, you know, same deal. The only thing is the allocation between the commercial and the recreational fisheries is, you know, pretty well, in the recreational fisherman's favor, it's pretty ridiculous. So the commercial fishery closed, early. We don't want to have anything closed. And the commercial numbers were correct because commercial fishermen, they go out,
they have report to every trip.
Report every single fish, every, and it's validated. Long and short is that there's this huge mass of fish that can be caught and taken out of the stock. The government says, you know, the science says that we can take this many fish out to sustain, you know, the fishery. Well, we have a commercial fishery that's maxed out their side of their allocation. And then we have a recreational fishery that's not even coming close to meeting, you know, their catch limit. So, in essence, we're leaving a lot of fish in the water, which could have been caught and, you know, put on the table for Americans. Well, that created a little bit of an uproar in the commercial community. One of the things with the dolphin fishery is, in more recent years, it's also managed, you know, with the long line fishing boats. So there's not too many of those guys, but they have figured out a way to effectively target dolphin and whack them good. I mean, very, very efficient. Yeah. But still, you know, while staying inside of our limit that we're allowed to catch. So basically, they came to us and said, look, we got to catch these fish. We can't have them left in the water. We're mandated by national standard guidelines, which are, you know, set up and approved through Congress. And one of the national standards is, you know, to maximize, you know, the fishery for the benefit of the nation. It's called optimum yield. So optimum yield is a sort of an argument because the recreational fisherman says, oh, well, our optimum yield is, you know, we just want to catch what we want to catch, and then if we don't catch it, it stays in the water. That's real optimum because, you know, they're out there, and they're, it's a good thing. And, you know, other people see it as optimum yield is you need to, you know, maximize the amount of fish that are, you know, legally allowed to come out of the water, scientifically allowed to even while the stock's sustaining stuff, you know, to create jobs and put food on plates, you know, support industry, stuff like that. So, you know, there's a ongoing discussion about what optimum yield is, and so there's the issue there. But anyway, so we have an amendment on the table to put a 4,000-pound trip limit on mahi once 75% of the quota is met on the commercial side. So, you know, we'd add long line boats landing as many as 30,000 pounds, you know, which is, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but you know, as a commercial fisherman, you want to be efficient. We're allowed to take the fish. We're not taking any from the recreational side, per se, because their fish are being left in the water. They're not catching them. So, anyway, so once the commercial quota hits 75%, steps down to 4,000 pounds. I mean, this is an option on the table. And, you know, we also, we did get a little bit of a bump and the annual catch limit, so and that's already gone through. So I don't foresee this fishery closing, but this is just a couple more safeguards to, you know, keep it from closing
right
commercially.
Separating the longliners, giving a longliner.
Yeah, there's some gear separation options in here to give the longliners their own share of the pie of the commercial part, and then, you know, give the guys that you know, troll for them, you know,
yeah,
their part. But well, I don't think all that's going to be.
They are the rabbit of the sea.
That's a fact.
They are the rabbit of the ocean.
They grow fast.
And
they
can
fast.
Reproduce. I mean, I think they start reproducing at basically anywhere between 20 to 22 inches, which is why the limit now is, what, 24 inches, I think?
Yeah, so the life history of the fish is what you're saying. I mean, it's a crop. It's almost like a year-to-year type thing. So, you know, here comes back to the argument of optimum yield. So recreational guys say, oh, we're leaving all these fish in the water. Well, they die anyways, you know. So,
yeah, that's what
I mean. Why wouldn't you take them out
and
still sustain the stock? But
well, I'm not gonna lie to you, I fished offshore a bunch. I fished with great fishermen and caught the heck out of dolphin. They're a dumb fish. They're one of the easiest to catch. I mean, honestly, you could throw, I mean,
yeah, you caught one on a jig head or something.
You could put this pin out there on a hook and catch them. But seeing these boats bringing 50 and 60 back to the dock, I'm sorry, but the conservative side of me says that's ridiculous. I don't care. I mean, I can remember charter boats in Charleston, putting pictures up last year or year before last. Limited out, you know, dolphin all over the floor. I mean, that to me, I don't care. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you don't need that many fish. I mean, why kill that many fish?
I agree.
That's my personal opinion.
I'm like that with all fish. Take what
you
need and leave the rest.
But that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bunch of people I talk to right here in our area that talk about the, you see a lot of folks keeping the little peanut ones, you know?
Yep.
And they're like, you know, so send those back because they grow so fast that the next time you catch it, it'll be a 20 pounder.
Yep.
You know? And, because like they grow really, really, really fast.
They reproduce every 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They drop over 400,000 eggs. I mean.
And, you know, one of the things with dolphin and that people are raising a lot of eyebrows about is, you know, there's a spring run and a little bit of a fall run. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
There's some real issues, especially from the recreational side, saying, well, you know, that long liner's out there and he, you know, when you get two or three of those guys out whacking them, it locally depletes them. So the fishing for the recreational side may not be as good. I don't know. All I can say is the fish have tails. They swim. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they migrate all the way up the coast. Yeah. There's plenty there to get. We're allowed to get them from the government. This is one of the fisheries we can all go enjoy. Well, I encourage recreational fishermen to get out and catch up some of their quota.
I agree. I agree. I mean, I agree on that side of it. You know, I guess one of the things, and I guess Chris kind of knew what he was doing when he talked me into going to that citizen science workshop, is because I actually got to sit down and learn how, I mean, things that I don't think about, but, you know, the commercial sector of the fishery, they are held 100% accountable for what they catch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Chris has showed me the reports
that
the commercial guys have got to fill
the
out.
The problem is that we, recreational fishermen, are not held accountable for what we catch. And far as other than an intercept at the public landing where Joe Blow comes up and says, so how many did you catch? When do you fish? Blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, because they interview me, I got a boat full of fish. So unfortunately, I got a boat full of fish, so unfortunately it counts for that idiot that was out there fishing next to me that didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
So my fish counts for everybody else.
That's how they have to do it, unfortunately, because there's just, you know, there simply isn't enough budget anywhere to keep people at every single.
We came up with some good ideas, and I think they're working on them. We came up with some good ideas at Citizen Science, and I'm positive that they are working on putting them in, some of them in place to where we will have some accountability in the recreational side for numbers. And we need that. I mean,
tagging
we need
program?
There's all kinds of stuff in the works. So a lot of the ideas you guys came up with at that citizen science workshop, to better, more accurately, you know, count the recreational harvest, are in the works. It's taken us a while to get, funding for the project. It's
right.
Not like there's just money out there. Is know anything about fisheries. And all that fun stuff, the agency just doesn't have the money to support more stuff like that other than what's already going on. So anyways, the money's being procured. There's stuff in the works right now, all kinds of reporting, tablets, programs.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
You know, we're looking at getting selective anglers trained up on how to ID measure, you know, kind of be like a little citizen biologist. And then that's a first step. But the second step is we don't want to take any action and do any of that if it's not going to be scientifically validated, if it's not going to benefit the stock assessments or the, anything good's going to come out of it. We're just doing this for fun and everybody feels good.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, if it doesn't make a difference, we're not going to do it.
You're absolutely right about that because fishermen are notorious liars.
That's right.
No.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing. Maybe, and one way the government counts a fish is they'll go through and call you at home.
Yeah.
They'll just randomly call people.
Uh-huh.
And,
what did you
do? You know, you get Inglis on his porch at six pack in that afternoon. And they call him up and they, hey man, did you catch anything today? Well, hell yeah, we wore him out. You know? Or if you call Brian Claude, what's he going to tell you? You know?
Oh yeah.
If I know English, man, I think English, he could have a banner day and somebody calls him up. He'd be like, I didn't catch nothing, man. I wasn't even out there. I didn't go.
Yeah, but this is what was brought up in that citizen science workshop. You think that that actually is good, but it actually doesn't work for you.
Uh-oh.
It works against you. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the truth, I mean, the facts are what we need, and as accurate of numbers is the way to get this science fixed.
Let's get in our a break here, and then we're going to come back and talk to Chris, our final topic we want to discuss.
Well, we got somebody waiting on a phone call right now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so we got to get her on.
You want to do her first?
Yeah, yeah, we need to get her on.
Okay, we'll keep the
We'll let Chris stay right here, and we'll bring you back for the last segment.
That's right. We'll do that. That sounds good, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Aggers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Wave goodbye to summer and fall into savings at Island Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Drive away in a new Chrysler Pacifica starting at only $279. We'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. I'm Linda, is crushing the competition. During Ram Power Days, don't miss your chance to drive a new Ram truck for only $197 a month or no payment until January. Online at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
I need to build the kids a game room.
I need to refinance my minivan.
I need new furniture.
Let's make it happen. Now through September 30th, 2016, it's the Great Rate Event. Eligible Wells Fargo customers can get a special interest rate discount on select new personal loans and lines of credit, home equity lines of credit, auto refinance loans, and small business loans. Don't miss out. Stop by Wells Fargo. Call 1-800-359-3557 or visit wellsfargo.com/great rate.
Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 399801.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com. And come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, the really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And let's get to our next guest.
We have a very special guest.
Very special. We mentioned her earlier in the show, and I tell you what, if you've listened every week, week in, week out, you know, we're always keeping our eye on the Masters Club, big screen television, and our friends at ABC 15 for our weather and sharing it with you. And, you know, we always talk about the sexiest woman in weather. And that's Miss Elaine
Our
Lee.
Favorite meteorologist.
Our favorite meteorologist. And there she is.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so funny.
Thanks for being on here with us, Elaine. It's good to talk to you, actually, you know, because I'm a big fan. We watch you every Saturday morning here in the studio while we're doing the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate, you know, you asking me to be on your show.
Well, listen, I told Kenny, I said, you know, not only is she going to be on the show with us today, but I'm taking her fishing on Monday.
Yeah, you know, we are.
And Elena's moving to, what's your new move? Now, ABC 15 was your first job in meteorology, is that correct?
Correct, first job in meteorology and in, you know, real TV news, to be honest. So my next job will be in Fresno, California, where I'll be their weekday morning meteorologist. So a better job and a bigger market, but of course, you know, I'm sad to...
Our loss is their gain, for sure, Elena.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Kenny was making some comments earlier about Fresno, California. Go ahead and share it with him.
Yeah, I've been there. The Central Valley of California is not my favorite part of California.
Sure. It's really not anybody's, I don't think.
I don't think so. It's like a big desert.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is Ed Piotrowski does such a good job teaching and training y'all, and then we lose y'all.
Yeah. That's the
truth. A meteorologist, where you're going, should be an easy job because every day you'll be able to say sunny and 80 degrees. Sunny,
exactly.
80 degrees.
I mean, my job will be a lot easier than it is right now.
Yeah, we've got the owner of Seven Seas is sitting in here with us, Chris Conklin, and he just said, 40 at night, 80 during the day.
Uh-huh, you got that right. That's all I need to do. Yep. I don't even think I need a degree to be there. I'm kidding.
Well, our fish heads and us as well wish you the best in your new job. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to going fishing now. Are we going to take Summer with us? Are you going to include Summer in the trip on Monday?
I'm going to see. You know, she's still a little hesitant right now, so I'm going to ask her one more time, and we'll try to get her out there. But, yeah, I'm really excited to go Monday. I don't think I've ever I've gone fishing a couple of times, but
I was going not,
to ask you. Oh, well, not as much as, I guess, most people that live here, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Las Vegas, so we have Lake Mead.
And that's more of a party lake. I don't know about fishing.
Yeah. It's certainly not a fishing lake. And then I've been in Panguitch, Utah, and fished there, and that's really about it, to be honest.
Well, you're going fishing with the right person because Captain E's very good with first timers. You know, he'll break you in gently.
Yeah, we'll get you sick and
perfect.
That's the problem. Summer's a little nervous about getting seasick.
Uh huh.
So I said, listen, just take some Bonine and she'll be good.
That's it.
And the forecast right now, and this is we do have some questions to ask you, but the forecast right now is for north winds 10 knots or less, 2 foot. And let me tell you what that equates to here. Beautiful, beautiful flat ocean.
Yeah, that's better than having it real choppy.
I'm sure. So, I mean, we've got a great forecast as it stands.
Yeah.
But, all right, we had a question earlier we wanted to ask you. How do you guys come up with the percentage chance? Well, like when,
a precipitation.
A precipitation. Does it... I mean, if you say it's 30% chance of rain, is that it's 30% chance that, hey, it's 30% chance y'all gonna get rain? Or that 30% of the area that you're forecasting gets rain? How does that work? I mean, I know it's a dumb question, but.
No, that's not dumb at all, actually. So if we're forecasting 30% chance of rain for, say, just the coast or the Grand Strand, that means out of the entire day, you may see a few showers, but also, not the entire area is going to see that small chance of rain. Only a few people or, you know, locations out of the coast will get that chance. So it's a very small chance, of course, but still enough to cover ourselves.
Well, that answered the question we had. We wondered, like, if this 30% mean that you personally, no matter where you are at, are going to get a rain, you have a 30% chance of getting hit with a raindrop.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. It's much more difficult to forecast for a specific location, say, for instance, Merlden. If people want to know, oh, is it going to rain in Merle's Inlet at 3 o'clock tomorrow? I really don't know.
Right.
So.
But I will say one thing. The world of meteorology has come so far. I mean, your radars in the afternoon, your forecast that you can come up with out the 2 days is almost, I mean, not spot on, but it is fairly accurate. I mean,
sure.
I know, you know, the afternoon showers in the summertime here, you know you're going to get them. I mean, it's just that chance. It's going to happen. But, you know, at least you now have pretty good accuracy in forecasting whether it's coming at between four and six or whether it's going to come between three and nine. I mean, you can narrow that window down. And it helps a lot when you like to bass fish late in the afternoon to know that you're not going to get caught out there in a thunderstorm, because I hate lightning.
Oh, yeah?
I hate it. I am so scared of lightning on the water. I'm the biggest chicken.
How's for that?
Never been struck by lightning, but I have seen someone who has been struck, and it's not pretty. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I was in golf business before I got into fishing, so... You know, okay. On a golf course, you know, you're walking around with a lightning rod, standing next to lightning rods. So it's definitely an area that you have to be scared of lightning. But listen, here's what we're going to do Monday. My objective on Monday is to get you on some big bull reds. I think you all enjoy that. And then try to go catch some Spanish mackerel on light tackle. That's what we're going to try and do. That's what our objectives are. But like I said, I'm going to see how the tournament goes today, and then we'll make a definitive decision on what we're going to do.
All right. Sounds
great. Hey, Elena, that, eat your Wheaties if that plan goes into effect, because those redfish that, Captain E's talking about putting you on, that's a workout.
Yeah. You will get a good workout.
Yes.
I've actually been with a friend. He actually caught a redfish just off his dock with, I think he was using a
Carolina rig.
Yeah, Carolina rig. And we caught him like 5 minutes with a mud minnow, I think.
They love mud minnows.
Just off the intercoastal waterway.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
Well,
but it was like 31 inches, so we had to put it back.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's a nice redfish.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That's about the size we'll be targeting, and we're going to be using mullet on a Carolina rig. So,
perfect. Maybe that's what we were using.
Close.
I don't really know.
We're close to it. No, you were probably using mud minnows. They bite mud minnows too, but we're going to have a great time. And listen, again, we can't wish you well enough, and we have enjoyed your weather every Saturday morning, and we will miss you. I know you got one more weekend of doing the evening weather forecast, and then you're gone?
Yeah, that's correct. Tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
That's it. Yeah.
Wow. We're going to miss you, Elena.
Time flew by, that's for sure.
It's been great having you.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for getting up on. I know you had to work late last night, and so thank you for getting up early. And I look forward to fishing with you on Monday, and we'll go out and catch some fish.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I look forward to Monday as well. I'm really excited.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
All right, Elena.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Tell Summer to come and go. She'll be fine.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. See you
later. All right, guys. That's Elena Lee, our favorite sexy meteorologist from over at ABC 15, and we're going to miss her morning weather reports on Saturdays. But
indeed.
You know,
she's been part of the show for quite a while.
She has been part of the show.
And she didn't even know it.
Yep. And she didn't even know it. And I'm sure yesterday when I texted her, I finally said, listen, you've got to call me. We need to talk so you can understand what I'm talking about. Because she was probably like, who's this idiot wants me on his radio show? I don't even fish.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Moves out of town.
Yeah. She's already got her license.
Yeah.
They're going to get their licenses. Yep. $10. It's worth it. It's worth it to go out there and have a good time on the water.
It is.
Yeah. So we'll have a great time.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Back to Chris.
You're definitely going to have a great time, man. I look forward to seeing some nice pictures.
I'm trying to figure out what these are. Why did Chris hand me these?
That's what they run up the mast, man, when they're coming into the pier. Ain't you ever been done that before? Of course you have.
Yeah, but a Spanish mackerel flag. Oh, mackerel flag.
Spanish mackerel.
So who made this?
I got those for the Spanish Derby. They just came in a little bit late, but Grandma's going to sew them together for me. So when we catch one next year, it'll be flying from the riggers on the way.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Oh, that is awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody fly a Spanish mackerel flag before.
I don't think anybody has a Spanish mackerel flag, but I do.
Yeah, you do. All right, you wanted to talk about the limited entry.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Chris, and there's not going to be a whole lot to talk about, even though this is going to be one of the more talked about topics in this meetings next week, I think so, at least from the public's point of view. But it's that limited entry for for hire permits. Now, we only got a minute, but that's what we should do is go ahead and get our break in and talk to Chris after this break. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Let's do that.
Yep.
But that's what we're going to talk about, because that one's kind of a... That's a different kind of thing we got going on with that. So we'll talk about that when we get back, folks. This is the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh yeah, let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Support your local fishermen by visiting 7C's Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. 7C's Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house buckets, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we're back. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where their dealer's always in. And yes, it's time for us to close this show out, talk a little bit more with Chris, and then we're running to go get in our boat and go
quickly fishing. Go catch some fish today. I hope everybody else is too, because, you know, according to the Coastal Angler Magazine September fishing conditions, today is a fair day of fishing. Fair, which means by definition a day that you may catch one or two fish, but you're going to have to work to do it.
Well, if you don't catch anything, you can always come see me
at 7CC. I say that right there. You can go from zero to a hero real quick with one stop at 7CC Food Market.
That's right. That's right. And many of men have done it over the years.
We had this one guy, I'll never forget, growing up, I used to work the counter in the store for a long time.
I
told you the story about the Alka-Seltzer? Okay, so these guys would come in every year, and they would come and they would just come by all the big flounder we had. I mean, bunch of them. And they'd have us clean them up and everything, and they'd go. And they'd always have their boat with them. But anyway, so it turns out they were coming in town and, like, just partying, having a great time, telling the wives they were going fishing. Well, I didn't see him for a few years, so he came in like 2 years ago. I said, man, what happened? And y'all used to come get all this flounder, come in town all the time and all that. He said, man, that caused me a divorce. I said, why? He said, well, we kept coming down here and going fishing and having so much luck fishing at your seafood market. My wife got smart and put an Alka-Seltzer she taped on the bottom of my boat, and when I got home, it was still there. She busted me.
That is ingeniously devious right there.
That is awesome.
Oh, man.
That reminds me of a golf pro that said he told his caddy that he was going to practice a lot during the off season.
Uh-huh.
And his caddy put a banana in his head cover for his driver. And when they showed up for the practice round for the first tournament of the year, The caddy pulled the head cover off, and the banana fell out.
Oh, so you had been practicing
he
that
had,
all.
He had been fishing. His name's Bruce Litsky. If you remember that name, he was on PGA Tour. He loves fishing. He had been fishing all during the offseason.
Sneaky.
Was that sneaky?
Busted by banana.
Well, casting and swinging might have a little bit in common, you know. He's
oh, heck
conditioning.
Yeah.
Conditioning.
Kind of.
Heck yeah. I spent more time on the golf course fishing.
I mean, you do drink beer the whole time while you do both those, so.
Generally.
Mm-hmm. Generally. All right. You had another question?
Yeah, man. We just wanted to, we're going to touch on it real quick, Chris. Is that limited entry for four hire permits? I've gotten a lot of questions about that myself. People, talking about that quite a bit. So what's that all about?
Okay. So, good segue coming in this conversation, what we were just having about the, citizen science, being fed up with, recreational, you know, methods to capture and accurately count recreational catch. So, and this has already happened in the Gulf of Mexico. Charter fishermen, were getting shut down early, especially red snapper and stuff, and not getting, the seasons that they wanted. So they, I think all the federal season was allowing them like 9 days, you know, cause they were coupled in with the recreational sector. Right now we have two sectors in our fishery. We have a recreational and a commercial. The charter for hire fishermen, which would be, you know, like, your head boats and your charter boats, they are coupled in with the recreational, ACL, so annual catch limits. So anyways, there's been, an expression, you know, from a lot of, charter fishermen up and down the coast to want to, peel out of this, recreational fish counting method and, become accountable just like the commercial guys. So, what that would do, and the first step in doing that is setting a control date for the permits. Right now, anybody can go and email in or mail in an application to the fishery service. You can have your, get your federal charter for hire permits. All you got to do is pay the application fee. It doesn't cost you anything, free. Okay. So, there's been a lot of capacity. I mean, there's unlimited amount of those, right? So anybody can get one.
And some
so,
do.
There's so you have to set a control date so that if you want to break that fishery off, you have to cap the number of permits. So the control date was set for June 15th, 2016. If you didn't, you know, control date doesn't do anything right now. All it does is put people on alert. But theoretically, if the council does make a decision to move over to this sector separation limited entry type management for the charter for hire guys, that's a first step. So if you didn't have your federal snapper grouper or king mackerel or coastal migratory pelagic, king mackerel,
that's right,
yeah,
and the dolphin wahoo permit before June 15th, then you could possibly, you can still get it, but you might not be able to retain it. Then you would have to in essence buy one from someone who has one.
Ooh.
For sale. But
that's very reminiscent of another policy.
No, nah, it's I mean, there's not enough fish in the sea for everybody. There's not enough business for you know, unlimited amount of charter boats. I mean, English, you've been a charter captain for a long, long time. I mean, you're sitting here running a business for 20 years, and you know, some retired person or something comes in town.
We better not go there.
Living the
dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we better not go there because, trust me, I'm on your side on that.
All right. So,
no. I'm on your side on that. Trust me. I could go on right now, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I'm not expressing.
For fear of hurting feelings.
I'm not expressing my opinions. I'm expressing.
You know, I know you are.
We should save more time for this one.
I'm expressing. Yeah. I'm expressing the concerns of constituents.
Kenny, you're on the same page with me.
You know.
In a lot of regard.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But, I can just say this much. I don't know how this is going to play out and work moving forward, but I can say that there are people that are out there taking money from individuals to go fishing that do not deserve to be doing it.
So, anyways, those are my opinions. That,
but I don't think this is not going to differentiate between those kind and the good kind.
There's no differential in that. That's what sucks.
I don't think, but it's hard to find information on that. I think this is in such early stages.
Chris is
right
like,
now.
All right, let's stop.
Really?
All right, well, listen, let's give everybody, we're getting ready to close out here. Let's give everybody the time. It's Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Yeah, so the meeting is going to be up at the Grand Dunes Marina Inn. Starts Monday, goes all the way through Friday. There'll be a public comment session Wednesday, September the 14th at 5:30 p.m.
Right.
You can come in, tell us what you think about any of these items we're discussing.
On Tuesday at 5:30, if you have questions, just like we had for Chris.
Tuesday, our regional administrator, Dr. Roy Crabtree, will do an informal question and answer session, so you can ask him questions after the meeting. And also, our head of NOAA Fisheries, Sam Rout, will be at this meeting. He's works up in Washington, runs the whole entire show. So,
well, I think we'll be there.
Yep, we'll be there.
I don't miss these things when they're close enough that we could drive to. I like the fact that you guys did get it in our area, because I've had to drive to Charleston to attend them before.
All right.
This will be cool.
Well, it's time to go fishing.
It is time
to go
fishing.
I hope you guys are going fishing today, too. If you're not, get out there this weekend. The weather's going to be beautiful. Thanks to Elena Lee. She got a last forecast in for us.
Yeah, thanks, Elena.
Thanks so much to Chris Conklin for coming in. Thanks to Captain Rayburn Poston for coming in. Thanks to Elena for getting up. It's been a great show talking about these fisheries. And again, folks, make sure get out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Come back next week.
You can come out to the Marina Inn at Grand Dunes and get in on this. Find out some of the answers that we might not have answered for you today. And, Kenny, we're going to catch some big fish, aren't we?
That's exactly what we're going to do, folks. On behalf of Eric, our studio producer today, Captain E, and myself, this has been the Southern Mariners Show.